see that, right? It's going to take a whole lot for everyone to identify with the different sicknesses we have, right? How about say, fuck no, we don't got shit. All we are, right, is a product of what happens when you decimate someone's culture, when you decimate someone's way to serve their God, when you decimate a person's way of living. We don't even know how to identify with nothing before slavery. 1619 was the birth of black people for the American culture. We don't ask no questions. We don't ask who ran what beforehand or none of that. We don't care.
You just go along with what it is.
Right. Because what these books tell us. And that's what's really fucking us up. That's what's really fucking us up, holding us back. Because
I don't give a fuck how old it is. I hate when motherfuckers talk about, oh, man, that was 400 years ago. Y'all still on that shit? Yeah, we still on that shit. Don't you know why? Because we on some bullshit with each other because we don't have no culture. We have to go back to our roots and get past that slavery shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all the people that's accepting, oh, yeah, we just were slaves.
Right.
So y'all telling me that's what y'all want to accept? That's what y'all was? Defeated. Slaves?
Defeated.
Defeated slaves? That's the farthest y'all want to go back and learn?
That's crazy.
Y'all cool with that? So when your son and your daughter come and ask mommy and daddy, where we come from, our culture, when they find out it's Chinese and when they talk to Chinese people and when they ask them where they come from and all that, just going to tell them we come from America, and then you going to let the school system teach them. Yeah, y'all used to be slaves, too.
Right.
It's a fucking setup, man, and this shit make me mad. That's why I hate even talking in this way, and I don't like talking so much, because when you ask these questions and don't want to identify and just keep no, and don't do the research, you know what I'm saying? Just like you don't give a fuck about your race at all.
Correct.
And you just want to be white.
If you don't care about your race, you don't care about yourself.
You want to be white because you're living in a white society and you're trying to reach their goals.
Yeah, you want to fit in. It's crazy, right, that, like you said, telling a child that, you ultimately telling them that you have to be afraid for being what you are. You have to be ashamed for being what you are because you want to try to succeed like them.
Right. I don't even think that we should even let motherfucking slave movies come out no motherfucking
No, well, that's not even press that. You know what I mean? For real rap. Because that's not press that issue.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Let's come out with some fucking African movies with fucking kings.
Yes.
You see how Black Panther did, and you see how good it did?
Yeah.
Because it was a fucking king that was running some shit. A black king from Africa.
Right. That's real. And
we identify with that like that shit was real.
Yep.
Like that nigga was fucking real.
Like he was.
No, let's make some history, real history movie about our king that lived over Africa.
Hannibal Barca. Why not?
They don't want to make a movie about Hannibal.
One of the greatest generals ever to live.
That took over Rome and could have took him and really decimated him.
He almost took Rome. He could have, but he ended his journey early. You know, that was a long ride he had. It was a hellacious fight.
No, he killed. Listen, this is what the fuck he did. He killed the whole army, and he couldn't walk right down on them and took and killed the citizens. But so kind-heartedly he was,
mm-hmm.
He said, "I don't want to kill no citizens. I just want to show them that I'm not no game and just leave me alone." And he went back to Africa. And that's why to this day they call Italians black, because of him. And the historians try to paint him out to be black. I mean, paint him out to be white. I'm sorry about that. They painted him out to be white. It's hard to find pictures of Hannibal black.
Yep. Hannibal
but he was black.
Carthage.
Lived in Africa.
Carthage. It's crazy, right? They don't want us to understand where we came from, right, is a great place. Right? They don't want you to know that in Europe, 749, I believe, to about 1492, we ran Rome. I mean, we ran Europe. And these things, they're not going to tell you. You know what I mean? So we got to do our own research to understand us. nobody else going to tell us. But now, I understand you probably feel like a defense mechanism kicking in where you saying like, oh, no, you feel like you're a betrayal. Or, this is your culture.
We just telling you to learn it.
The Chinese allowed to practice their shit.
Yeah.
The Spaniards got the Day of the Day of the Dead.
For
you know
real,
what I'm
the Spaniards too. Y'all got a lot of history searching too, because y'all really called Tahino.
Right.
Y'all not Spanish, y'all Tahino.
Yeah. It's a lot of things.
They took y'all culture and flipped y'all culture.
See, this is...
That's why we try to tell y'all that Christianity and all them cultures, all them religions...
It's conquerism.
They came through and murdered shit. Period. And made you believe it.
Just ask this, right?
They did it to the Spanish, too.
Ask this. How in the beginning did they get people to forget and just give up what they were believing in? What was the...
You think people just going to give up what they believing in as soon as somebody come over on a boat? You believe that?
You got it right. Then this is what will fuck you up also. Start to look at the people that first came from Europe, that came to America, right? Start and go look and see how Europe released this gel. It released the gels in the 1600s to the Americas. And understand who started this country for real. Understand the criminals that started this country for real.
You see what Dave Chappelle be saying on his comedy? You see the new Netflix show? Hurry up, nigga, write that Constitution. That's real shit.
I'm telling you, it's no game.
It's no game. He even telling y'all what the fuck it is. You think Dave Chappelle Christian? Fuck no. Yeah. He believe in God just like we do, but he know the real shit. He even know the real shit. I'm telling you, all them famous motherfuckers, Jay-Z even know the real shit. That's why they think he Illuminati, because he know the real shit.
Yeah.
And that's the real shit that they ain't allowed to talk to. They probably even talked about how they got contracts where they can say certain shit and can't say certain shit. So how the government don't run the TV?
They said the Rothschilds own majority of every paper.
Yeah, they ain't. Come on, man. Christianity is a corporation. Islam is a corporation. The Jews is a corporation. And they use their religion to keep their money in that circle.
We don't see, right? We're the only race where our woman, right, is married the least, right? We don't see that. Okay, as a whole, we fucked up, right? And as individuals, we fucked up. And we don't want to be the ones to take that, right? We want to always put the blame on some. We got to fall back from that and start picking up and mustering, yeah, carry what we did, man. Carry all the wrong we've been committing. Because without it, we ain't going to never be able to admit nothing. And if we can't admit, how are we going to get that motherfucker to admit? Not saying that they ever will.
Right.
But we not asking nobody to do anything for us, right? We not asking nobody to feel sorry for us. We telling what it is. And this is simply what it is. You must understand that it's GMOs and everything you eat, right?
Yeah.
GMOs. They got GMOs in everything they eat.
Yeah.
Every piece of meat you eat got salt in it. The body turns salt to sugar. That's what it identified as. Sugar was the ancient world's cocaine. That's what Cristobal Columbus really came over for. He was trying to get on the drugs.
Cocaine was a drug back in the day, people. Was a cocaine back in the drug. Sugar. Do you believe that? The shit that we eat every day. Because it was so hard to get. Anything that's hard to get, the government legalizing it and say, nah, you can't have that. That's too good for y'all. That's some ancient shit that, you know, some shit that only rich people should fuck with. And that's how it always been in society. Wherever somebody owned that nobody else can get to, it becomes expensive. Just like silk. The Asians created the silk. You know what I'm saying? You had to go all the way near the Himalayas somewhere to get the silk. Somebody who had it in, that shit was expensive because they didn't know where to get it from. As soon as they found the route, this shit became less money now because now they know where to get it at. So people keep information from you so they can control you, people.
Yeah.
It's nothing like an intelligent Negro. You must understand, right? We think that it wasn't a planned attempt. Now, when we say supremacy, we must understand, people, we're going to say this again. White is not a color. White is an attitude. You don't have that cash. You don't think you be talking about you. Yeah. All you do is help the cause if you ate it.
Exactly.
Because
the only reason why we really see it white a lot because it's mostly white people.
Yeah, it's majority. It's a lot of black people on white supremacy. Not a lot. Very few.
Uh-huh.
They got their agents. The same way them trained gorillas was on Planet of the Apes. You got to see the similarities. Now, you must understand, too. We got people that's working against us that don't even mean to. They don't even know they're doing it, but they are.
Because they just brainwashed because they think what they've been told is right.
We gotta realize, right, what do we want for ours? How do we want to make things better? We gotta ask ourselves these questions. Because ain't nobody trying to tell us nothing. Nobody's trying to educate our youth. Our youth, we got the most kids in special ed. We don't think that's a problem. Every time something happens, they try and push a check in our hand. Majority of us on welfare receiving a fucking retard check for our child and
right.
Knowing damn well ain't nothing wrong with them. This
right.
Shit gotta stop.
Right.
This shit gotta stop.
Right.
We gotta start. When something happens, we all go, man. We ain't letting nothing like that happen to our people no more. That's how I gotta go. How we don't see that? Our ancestors be having a fucking fit right now. Upset on the ancestral world. Because we just gave up on each other. And that's the problem. It ain't when you understand that, when it comes down to if we give a fuck